This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Christian Crusaders radio and internet ministry. Many of us have fears and worries that can keep us awake at night. Perhaps it is how we're going to pay all of our bills this month, or what our medical tests will reveal. One person, however, did not suffer from these anxieties, for he found the answer to all his insecurities. In today's message, we'll discover his secret and learn how we, too, can sleep without fear of the unknown in this final message of our Satisfied series based on the 23rd Psalm.
Are you looking for a bright, hope-filled tomorrow? Then I encourage you to stay with us and listen to one person's testimony on where to find that for your life. Let's pray. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open and all desires known, we come before you today with thanksgiving for the gift of life and faith. Speak to our hearts today, Lord, as we wait before you, and let your Holy Spirit renew us in our inward parts, that we may love and serve you acceptably with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind. Amen. Our reading for today is Psalm 23. I invite you to say it with me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Here's our verse for today. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. During the bombing raids of World War II, thousands of children were orphaned and left to starve on the streets. The fortunate ones were rescued and placed in refugee camps, where they received food and good care. But many of these children who had lost so much could not sleep at night. They feared waking up to find themselves once again homeless and without food. Nothing seemed to reassure them. Finally, though, someone hit upon the idea of giving each child a piece of bread to hold at bedtime. Holding their bread, these children could finally fall asleep in peace. All through the night, the bread reminded them, "Today I ate, and I will eat again tomorrow." It's a true story. It's also true that many of us live lives that have our insecurities and fears that keep us awake at night, thinking about tomorrow. It happens now and then, as we wonder, what does tomorrow hold for me? It might be that person who is having to go through treatment for cancer, lying awake wondering, am I going to get sick from that chemotherapy that I'm taking tomorrow? Or the person who has to go in for that appointment with the doctor. What are they going to find out about what's going on inside of me? Or it might be that sense of worrying about what am I going to lose tomorrow as far as an ability. The caregiver might lie awake at night worried about or fearful about that parent or spouse that can't take care of themselves anymore and might be concerned about, are they going to have a good day? Oh, I hope they have a good day. They worry about if it might be a bad day. Or the person who lies awake fearful about, how am I going to provide for my family? I've been unemployed for months. What am I going to do? We all have our own insecurities and fears of our own that keep us awake at night. But the funny thing is, we don't hear that from the songwriter in our passage for today. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, he says, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He's confident. This is not simply some sort of fluffy optimism like, you know, the sun will come out tomorrow or something like that. It's not that at all. It's based upon a deep abiding confidence in the Lord, who's his shepherd. Notice he says, surely, not maybe or possibly, or I've got a hunch. No, he says, surely, no doubt about it. It's a foregone conclusion. Remember, all the things he's described before this last verse. It's as if he's saying, in light of all I've shared with you about living with the shepherd, how he provides for me with his rest and refreshment, and he restores my soul, and he takes me down right paths, and he's with me in the dark valleys, and he provides abundantly for me as he prepares a table before me. In light of all that, I'm confident about tomorrow. So surely, I know, I'm trusting that I have a sure God who has made some sure promises and offers a sure foundation upon which I'm building my life. And then he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. What does he mean by goodness and mercy? Well, by goodness, he's talking about that abundant care, those good promises that he's given that I do not deserve. He's not talking about fulfilling all my wishes like some sort of spoiled child. But he's talking about how God's goodness is showing up in all the events of his life. And he will continue to show up and mold us and shape us into more mature men and women as we follow the Lord. I mean, even in tough situations, God can bring goodness. Romans 8:28 tells us, in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. We may not be able to avoid, we're not exempt from hard times, but in the midst of hard times, he can use those hard times to strengthen us, to shape us into the people he wants us to be. Maybe you've had that experience after walking through a real dark time, a crisis, and you've looked back and you feel like, I'm stronger because of it. I'm stronger in my faith because I experienced God's grace at work all around me. And then he says, mercy is another thing we'll follow him. That means God's unfailing, loyal, kind love. Israel experienced that kind of love all the way through the Old Testament, didn't they? Even though they'd rebel against God, God would never disown them. But he continued to come after them and bring them back to himself. And those last words, shall follow me. That word follow means literally chase after or pursue. This goodness and mercy of the Lord's chases after us. I'm reminded of Jesus telling the story of the good shepherd and that lost the one sheep. And at the end of the day, he goes and leaves the 99 behind and he chases after the one that's rambled away from him until he finds it and he brings it home and rejoices it. And Jesus says, that's what your heavenly Father is like. He comes after us. That's good news. He comes after us even when we rebel against him, even in our sinfulness, he comes after us. After all, don't we believe in the fact that while we were lost in our sin, God gave his son Jesus to this world, and Jesus was nailed to a cross as a payment for our sins in order that forgiveness might be ours, and our relationship with God be restored because of what God in Christ was doing for us at the cross. He's the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. That's mercy. He pursues us with his mercy and his goodness. And then he goes on and he says, last line of the song, "And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." What's he talking about there? We might look at it and say, is he talking about heaven? Well, remember, David probably didn't have much of a concept about heaven at that time when he wrote this song. He was talking about being in the house of the Lord, probably in terms of in the worship place with God, in the tent of meeting or synagogue. "There I will be in your presence, Lord," as in Psalm 27, he talks about that. He says, "I'll be with you in your presence forever, all my days," David is saying. Isn't that what heaven really is? That we live all our days into eternity in the presence of our good shepherd? John 14, we have Jesus, the good shepherd, telling us, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare that place for you, I will come again, and I'll take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." What's he describing there? "In my Father's house, there are many rooms, and I'm going to prepare one for you. And then I'll come again, and I'll take you to myself, that where I am, you may be with me." We'll live in the presence of the Good Shepherd. David says with great delight, "I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." That's a bright, confident future, isn't it, that he's describing? "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." You know, as we end this little study of Psalm 23, did you notice that Psalm 23 begins and ends with the Lord? It's like a frame around it, the song itself. "The Lord is my shepherd." And then at the end, "I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." He is the Lord of my present, and he's the Lord of my future. And that future is bright with that shepherd. You know, Christianity begins and ends with the Lord Jesus Christ. You become a Christian by committing all that you are to all that you know of Jesus. And you grow as a Christian the more you get to know him and live with him. I feel compelled to ask you today, or listening in, do you really know him? I don't mean, do you know about him? I know many people who know all the facts about him, but they don't know him. I know many who could probably recite the shepherd psalm, but they don't know the shepherd. Do you know him personally? Have you experienced the breath of his spirit upon your life? The sense of his nearness in those valley-like times? There's a story that's told about an elderly Anglican vicar who had served a congregation faithfully for many, many years, and he was about to retire due to his health. When he announced it, the congregation decided that they really wanted to have a big banquet and farewell for him and show their appreciation. And one of the ideas they had was to bring one of the sons of the congregation back to participate in the program. This son of the congregation had gone off to school and had become a renowned actor on the London stage. They thought it would be wonderful to bring back a celebrity to recognize their vicar. When they asked the actor, he said, of course he would. They said, you can come and maybe recite some lines from a play or whatever you want, a Bible reading. And he consented, and the day came when they had the great farewell for the vicar. Nice things were said about him in the program following the wonderful dinner. And then he called the actor up, and he, of course, said some nice things about the vicar, and then he said, tonight, he said, since we're in a church setting, I wanted to share with you a recitation of Psalm 23. And he began with that beautiful baritone voice. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. And on he went. And at the end, everybody was absolutely moved to applaud. They never heard such a wonderful recitation of Psalm 23. And then he sat down, and some other people got up and said some nice things about the vicar. And at the end, they, of course, asked the vicar to get up and make a few closing comments. They said, in fact, if you would, share with us your favorite Bible verse, something we can carry with us. And the old man said, well, my favorite's already been done. It's Psalm 23. They said, do it for us. So we began, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters, and he restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff comfort me. And on he went. And when he was finished, the room was totally silent, and there were tears as no one moved. It was a holy moment. The actor got up from his chair and joined the vicar at the podium. He said, do you see what just happened? You see, I know the shepherd's song. This man knows the shepherd. You can know that the Lord is a shepherd and that he is the shepherd of the universe, but it's only when you come to know him personally that you can say with King David, the Lord is my shepherd. And you can then affirm with conviction, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He's calling you to himself regularly. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He's looking for a response. Come to him. Or he tells us, are you afraid of death? Truly, truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me has eternal life. Trust me. Come to me. Have you done that? You see, when the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not lack for anything that you really need forever. I'm reminded of a verse of my favorite hymn that celebrates this. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thy own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Amen. Let's pray. Good Shepherd, we thank you for this testimony. We also entrust ourselves to your never-failing love and care, believing that with you there is no lacking of anything we need. We praise and thank you for your goodness and mercy, and the promise that trusting in Christ, we shall dwell in your house forever. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may the Good Shepherd go with you. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has filled you with joy and assurance that when the Lord is your shepherd, you'll lack for nothing. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported entirely by the gifts of our listening audience. Estate gifts, large and small, have become a significant part of our ministry. Please consider a final gift of your favorite ministries as a part of your estate planning. We thank each of you for your gifts and your prayers. We invite you to visit our website, where you'll find both a printed and audio version of today's program, as well as other week's messages. Visit us online anytime at christiancrusaders.org. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. We are happy you were able to worship with us today, and we pray that you'll join us again next week on this same station. Conducting our service was our speaker, the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota. Christian Crusaders has been broadcasting biblical truth continuously for the past 78 years.